just checking in to tell you that this is DJ Carly and
DJ Kate,
and you are listening to 91.5
FM
WMFO
Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio.
Hope and everyone's having a great night.
Yeah, and we'll get back to the song and then do another check-in.
Yeah, sounds good.
The second. Same carpet, I crawled in. Same bucket, I was washed in. I gave all the time to you. I was trying to figure out the facets. Top marks on the world charts. It's the wrong parts getting longer. I was staying so far away. I don't wanna go another day. Same basket, carry me. I need you there with me. I need you just that long. Up and down, didn't want to make a sound. I was so far away, I don't want to go another day. Trace back the ground, flip the place, mad around. Tried to call, but the dog runs away from me now. I was staring at the ceiling, I was fucking terrified. I was trying to get these feelings out, so I'm paralyzed. Same old tree, seen it all, peeking through the blinds. I can do it how I used to climb. I was washed in. I gave all the time to you. I was trying to figure out the facets. Top marks on the wall charts. It's the wrong parts getting longer. I was standing so far away. I don't wanna go another day. Same basket, you carry me. I need you there with me. I need you just down the hall.
Everyone, the song you just heard was called
Picking Up Hands by Quedeca. If you've been listening to the radio show for a while, you know I'm a Quedeca fan. So
we saw Quedeca.
We saw him
in October.
But going in chronological order, starting from the top, because we haven't gone over them, we had...
Wait, I can't. I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
I don't
you can look. We had Reckoning by...
Taranay and Lucy... Cooper B. Handy. After that was 80s Come Down Machine by The Strokes. After that was Girls Dance Alone by Rocky Road, Izzy Goldbow, and Samba Jean-Baptiste.
Yes.
And yeah, and then yeah, you just heard the Quedeca song. Hope you guys have been enjoying so far. We don't really have a theme or anything for
this
week.
Just a vibe.
Just a vibe. I feel like if anything, like more of like a like calm, lo-fi,
calm.
Like
a little emo,
kind of vibe.
But not in like
a
super
emo.
Sad way. Just in like
not
a...
too overt. Like I think we've got like a good curation
yeah.
going on today.
More emo in like the aesthetics
yes.
than the emotion,
yes,
even though that's like contradictory. But yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's a good lineup. Yes. Coming up next, we have Bad Luck by Child Star. This is my pick. This is not like my... this is Olivia O's project, who we also saw live. We also saw her band Lower Town. And all that's to say, she has a couple projects. Child Star is not necessarily my favorite, but this single came out like sometime last year and I liked it. I thought it fit the vibe. So... Yeah, we can go ahead and listen to that one. Here we go.
Here we go. Enjoy, everyone.
Float around like gravity. Don't 3, 4.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thanks for listening to that PSA. The song you just heard was called Got the World at Your Fangs by Frog, an artist I've been listening to a lot.
I really like them from what I've heard from you.
I really, really like them. And yeah, they're coming to Tufts.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
They are coming to Tufts. Tufts is
so excited.
Tufts has this student-run organization where they put on shows called Apple Jam, and they're every year they have, like, in the springtime they have like a sort of somewhat well-known artist.
Yeah, last
come.
Year they had Tagabo, or they are gutting a body of water, if
yeah.
you will.
And the year before that was Lowertown, who
we happened to see a year
to
later.
Have seen yeah. and love, and we were very excited about
but
that.
Yeah, they get, you know,
they
what?
Get
credit
people.
To Apple Jam. They get really cool bands kind of right before they blow up.
I
guess
agree with
they're
that,
getting
yeah.
a body of water was
but
well known.
They're
but
pretty well known, like, within the scene,
yeah.
I feel like. Which
but
is like, and they put out an album recently. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just, I think that they do a good job of, like, kind of predicting a little bit, but also getting somebody that people care about. So
totally.
It's
cool, I totally
cool
agree.
To see. We're excited.
And our friends, our friend Oliver is opening for them. His band is opening for them. Tin Fish,
shout out Tin Fish.
I'm just, you know,
this is just word through the grapevine.
Yeah, just
don't
through the grapevine. I don't think
that.
Anything has officially been released.
So maybe
yet.
we're dropping a secret.
But I just want everyone to know that that we're special and
Tufts can be cool.
So yeah, so that song I thought was really great. Off Count Bateman.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's just a great song, great album, and I'm excited for them to come to Tufts, so yeah. That's sort of why I added it, sort of. Also, I've just been listening to them a lot, so, yeah.
Before that, we had Web by Cicada. This was Kate's pick, but I have something to say. It's very insect title and artist, and yes. It's making me a little uncomfortable.
Yes, I only found them because recently I've been listening to... a lot of music that I've recently found out is being called the genre indie-tronica, which is indie/folk-tronica. Like,
dude.
Some random mashup.
Yes, I know
words.
You've been listening to a lot of it, because Kate added, like, 5 songs to this playlist.
And they were all,
all indie-tronica. Unfortunately, I'm not, like, super tapped in. So I was like, dude, you need to just mix it up a little bit, because otherwise it's going to be, like, all indie-tronica and then all, like, what else are we listening
to?
So I think we meshed it pretty well.
I think we did. But there are a couple in there.
The indie-tronica is cool. Shout out Folk-tronica, mentioned in one of my Zamboni articles. Hey. Shout out Zamboni.
Tufts.
Satire Humor Magazine. new issue dropping Thursday.
Really? I didn't know that.
The Zamboni takes a trip.
Oh my goodness, I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, now we have Some Tragedy by The Good Life. This is my favorite. I love The Good Life. They're sort of from the same scene as Bright Eyes. They literally are. They're under the same label that was started by Connor Oberst and his brothers from Omaha, Nebraska. I have a shirt with the lead singer of The Good Life's face on it, and it says something about Connor Oberst, but really it's Tim Kasher. Anyway, I'm just a huge, huge fan, and this is my favorite song off my favorite album of theirs. So... I really like it. This is leaning more into the emo side, but it's still acoustic indie kind of stuff. It just doesn't have the electronic, but I think you can see the blend kind of happening, like where the indie-tronica is pulling from. So, pretty cool.
Yes.
Let's listen.
Beautiful. Without further ado.
I must have seemed to you a shipwreck. I looked at you, I saw an island. So I was swept ashore to lie forevermore, or at least for the evening. Out in the garden, you thought I must have pulled this kind of shit with any willing fool. I shrugged and asked if that's a problem. And so we loved it for an instant, and for an instant I forgot who I was. So for the night, I was all yours. I'm sure it was fleeting, and I'm sure a bit misleading. We were just two people in need. It doesn't have to be some fucked up tragedy. Yeah. hope I didn't seem too vulgar when I asked to come over. But just these last few weeks, well, they've been hard on me. See, I got burned and I can't seem to recover. But Romeo was just plain dead. I'm sure it's just a dream, and I'm sure it holds no meaning. But on this sober, hungover morning, why's it always gotta be such a fucked up tragedy?
There's a car parked where the block begins. people singing praises, say it's all because of him. This bird perched on a frayed white wire, and his voice sings out for a lover, but it's covered by the choir. A voice is reaching way beyond the rafters. With devotion they perform these sacred tasks. They cross themselves and offer up their checkbooks. It's like suffering is not too much to ask. Besides, we all are making money, and we're all fucking alone, and we don't know what we're doing. Maybe just buying us some hope, because we know that we are alone. Yeah, lonely, that's for sure. And the older ones are coughing. Yeah, the older ones, they're dying. And maybe we're all dying. A graveyard on my way to work. Today I saw 2 dozen white roses on a fresh new mound of dirt. And I wondered about the occupant. When the darkness finally swallowed him, was he calm and content? Or was he sweating in a struggle to keep breathing? Ripping apart the sheets that dressed his bed, crying out loud for someone to help him, then collapsing on his back all pale and dead. Maybe it's me who's this unstable.
Hello?
Hi, everyone. The song you just heard was called Beijing by EE.
Or E. Sure.
Or E. I don't know.
However you want to say it.
Yeah, they're like a band from, I'm pretty sure, the 90s. And I feel like they've had sort of a revival of sorts. I just saw on social media they played their first show in like 20 something years, like maybe 25 years. I think last year, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, they have a lot of great music, very 90s, very cool. And I love that song. I feel like it's super summer to me because that's kind of around when I found this band. But yeah.
So and we're trying to.
It's just a jam. It's just
move
a jam,
into though. Summer vibes, hopefully.
Hopefully move into summer vibes.
This week was not very nice weather-wise, though, or it's
no,
not looking shaping
but we're
up
looking,
to be.
We're looking up to better weather.
It's we'll get there soon.
Very soon.
Next, we have My Chair by Race Course. This is my, this is not my song, this is Kate's song.
Yeah, I don't know, I've honestly, unfortunately, I found this band just through the Spotify algorithm. Like, you know when you play a song and it just, like, gives you more stuff? I think, I forget exactly what I was playing. I think I was playing, like, I don't even remember. But I was playing a lot of, like, indie kind of stuff. Like, you know, along the lines of the Indie-tronica stuff, I would say. And this came on. And yeah, I don't know, I've just been really enjoying listening to this band, Race Course. So yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
The song you just heard, I forget what it was called. It was by...
Blood on the Dollar by Water From Your Eyes.
Yes, Water From Your Eyes.
Names are hard sometimes.
That band is actually touring right now, Water From Your Eyes. They're going to be coming to Boston next Friday.
Really?
Actually. I don't know how much tickets are going for, but if you guys like that song, maybe check them out and maybe you can catch them live. But yeah, I think they're pretty cool. I like a lot of their music. I feel like if you're into Wednesday or like that kind of music, you would like them.
I love the name of their band. Yeah. Water From Your Eyes is so good.
That's a great name.
It's a really good name.
And they're a duo, and the guy who's, you know, half of the duo, he is, his side project is This Is Lorelei. Do you know that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Wait, that's, I didn't, that,
yeah,
that,
like, I know, pretty
appeal,
cool.
That entices
cool.
me to
and
listen
the other
to them
half
more.
Of the duo, they have their own side project too.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Thanks for Coming.
I don't know them, but
I think they're a little bit more. But
it's like,
This Is Lorelei is pretty well known in like the indie rock community. Right
I
now.
Love when like it feels like it's like a super group, even though this might be like one of their main projects.
Yeah,
like I don't know. It's
like
okay, yeah, you guys have you're doing your own thing.
They're
and
doing their own things, and but they also have this, and I think it's a great project.
Yeah,
and this album came out like I think. Maybe, like, I forget, last year, middle of last year.
I can check for you if my, actually, my computer, the Wi-Fi isn't loading, so it's, it came out August.
August, yeah, middle of last year. So, yeah, so I think they toured last fall, and I guess they're on tour again.
Sometimes smaller bands, I've been, like, noticing this tour to, like, get momentum and money to record and release a new project. So sometimes, like, when you
I don't think I realized that until you told me.
Well, until I talked about, like, Lower Town we saw and Flooding, we saw, like, they had not released
albums, they were touring. Yeah.
And I started thinking about, like, why may that be? And I was just thinking, like, these smaller bands are usually, like, even if they're on a label, like, they have to gain an audience and they have to get money and traction. So I think... Correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody can let me know. But I think these smaller indie bands tour prior to, like, recording or just releasing to, like, get that more of an audience.
Totally.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, at least, like, I was thinking about it more, and I was thinking about how I saw Freako. Like, this time last year.
And now they're on an album cycle right now.
And their album is, like, very highly anticipated.
I just saw them on a top 50 of the year list.
Exactly. And so now they're coming out with that album, and... I saw them like
opening,
they were on tour.
Right?
No, they were the ones.
Okay.
They were on tour, headlining. But I saw them last year, and they hadn't put out any music. And I was like, I was like, why would they tour? But it makes total sense. And now they are coming out with an album very soon. But yeah, Freako's they're another cool indie rock band.
Chicago scene.
Go check them out. They're very cool. But yeah, just, you know, just funny how that happens. But yeah.
Our observations.
All right, everyone, we've just been shit in the chat.
I know. This is what this is all about.
But
this has been Carly.
And Kate.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
We alternate when we do this,
Sometimes we do it a different way.
Like, I can never decide if FM goes with 91.5 or not.
Yeah.
We'll have to, you know, I kind of like doing it just off the cuff every time and making it.
Yeah,
it's fun that way.
Riffing. It's okay.
But anyway, yeah, so I'm going to talk while I pull up
Rivendell. We're going to put automation on for you guys.
Yeah.
And then, say goodnight to you all. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed some of the songs we played tonight, and I hope everyone's having a lovely evening.
Yeah, it's going on right now.
And it's going on right now. Okay.